Christopher Chris, an excellent win on the road, and it's been an excellent season, hasn't it?
It's been very good. I mean, you know, winning away is something that we do enjoy, and to gain 3 points on the last day of the season, I agree with you. You know, it's a great fulfilling feeling.
And two very good goals. I mean, Calvin Andrews' goal to win it was a delicious finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a strange situation today. It was so hot, and you know, the public. And I'm one of these people that shout at the telly when England play in the World Cups. You're like, come on, you know. But it was so difficult today, so warm. But the players stuck at it. Calvin got half a yard in the box, and a rare moment, he scored with his right foot. I hope his dad was here to see it, to be honest with you.
Talking about dads, hear about Keith, obviously in America. What's the current situation? And just tell the listeners why Keith is actually in America.
Yeah, he's doing what every man should do, really, and support the family. You know, Keith Senior, which is Keith's dad, he's got a cancerous brain tumour that he's had removed. Last week, Keith travelled out with his mum and his two sisters to tend to him and try and look after him as best he can. He starts his chemo when he's recovered from his operation. But, you know, he just handed over the reins, really. He said, pick the team you want. And, you know, I'm so thankful that I can deliver 3 points for him and, you know, send them over to America and hopefully put a smile on his dad's face as well as his.
And of course now you're up to 69 points, which is a club record in the third tier of football.
Yeah, I don't think that should be underestimated, because our budget's small. And, you know, if you think about, like, Grant Holt, Ricky Lambert, Will Butley, Scott Hogan, Matty Doan, Craig Dawson, loads of players in the past that have played for us, Chris O'Grady, Chris Dagnall, there's thousands of successful individual football players, and this squad and this team surpassed all of the past, so that can only but be celebrated in my part. I mean, you know, we wanted to get in the playoffs. You know, originally, we've got to make sure we stay in the league, get past them 50 points, but once we got them wheels rolling, we did have an eye on the playoffs, of course we did, and we didn't get where we wanted to go, you know, but to get 69 points, I totally agree with you. It's a commendable season's effort.
I think it's a phenomenal achievement, and also you have to remember you've got, I think, the smallest average attendance in the league as well.
Yeah, I'm you know, I'm not too sure how we get round the fair play, you know, with the resources that you're allowed to cash in terms of being your budget. But you know, it's difficult annually because our budget doesn't go up, but the players do very well for us. So, you know, they get re-engagements, offers, and, you know, we compete, we look after the players we feel that can take us forwards. But, of course, it's difficult. So, you know, we've released 8 players this week, and, you know, that's a hard day in a manager's annual sort of situation. It's a very difficult sort of journey with people for 9 months, and then, you know, not offer. It makes an imprint on their families and their lifestyles. So, you know, we have to make them decisions because we have to look after ourselves and look after the team moving forward. It is very difficult.